Questions 31 through 34 refer to a conversation about selecting a college.
When I graduated from high school, I never had a chance to go to college, but now I may be able to. So I've been trying to decide what college to apply to and thought you could help me.
I'd be glad to talk to you about it. There are many things to consider. When you think of going to college, you need to be prepared to work hard. Studying takes up a lot of time, and students who are not motivated usually don't succeed.
I can easily see how motivation can affect success in learning. Taking college classes may not be very different from doing many other things. If you like what you do a better job.
And when you are trying to figure out which college to attend, there are many questions one should ask. Asking for information can help you discover many facts about the school, what courses it offers, and what kinds of facilities it provides for students.
Should I ask for a brochure? Maybe I need to write letters to several schools to find out about their libraries, laboratories, computers, and other facilities.
That sounds like a good start. In addition, asking about their teaching methods and the average class size may give you the information you need to decide.
These are essential facts. So if I'm going to write to them for information, what else do I need to find out?
Okay. Other key questions are about their tuition, fees, and assistance available for students. For example, can the college help students get a job? Many colleges hire their students to work in offices, mail rooms, food services, and dorms. Not only do students earn money, but also they acquire work experience that they need to get jobs when they graduate.
Question number 31. What is the main topic of this conversation? Question number 32. What is important for success in college? Question number 33. What does the man suggest to the woman? Question number 34. How do students get job experience at college? Questions 35 through 38 refer to a conversation about dogs.
You bought a dog. I can't believe it. Why did you buy a dog?
It's not just a dog. It's a bearded collie. They were known for being guards of cattle and sheep in Scotland in the 15th century. I bought it because I thought it would be good for the children to have. They'll have to take care of it and feed it, and they will learn responsibility by caring for another living creature.
Why did you buy a collie?
Collies are disciplined and reliable. They are highly intelligent. They can help their owners by guarding the house. They don't require a lot of attention and can be left alone for long periods of time. When we both go to work and the children go to school, it'll have to stay alone and take care of itself.
Sounds like you've given this a lot of thought.
Yes, I have. Besides collies, I also studied up on terriers, golden retrievers, cocker spaniels, and foxhounds. Terriers are good dogs, and they are beautiful. They have clean, smooth coats, square heads, and big brown eyes. Terriers like people, and they are good pets because they like affection. Terriers are smaller than collies, and they are very playful.
So why didn't you get a terrier then?
I didn't because they seem to be strongly attached to people. I'm in the office from 8 to 4, and the children are at school from 7:30 to 3:30. So if we are out of the house all day, who is going to take care of the dog? Collies seem to be a better choice. We need a dog that doesn't need a lot of attention. It seems that a terrier wouldn't fit in because it likes to be around people and we spend a lot of time out of the house.
Question number 35. Why did the woman buy a dog? Question number 36. What does the woman say about collies? Question number 37. What are the other types of dogs the woman liked? Question number 38. Why didn't the woman buy a terrier? This is the end of Part B.